Yes. Kun lernen a blad gemore rochs auf mem gesse mit alf. So die gemore am gesse two dots, eight lines on top. Am rab yude. Am rab yude bim shmul ba shil mach mit rab tisha ochl dog of nine people at the table eight grains bread ve echad ochl yede go and they make vegetables must start when they combine for a minion. Am rab zeide, rab zeide said boy in name of yude as of yude shmoin ma what about eight people? Shiva ma seven people. What's it to be different? If seven people washed and three people ate vegetables, good enough. Then he said, Shisha vai lemme boile. Unfortunately, I forgot to ask him about six. What was the point of the question? The idea is they have a majority who washed. They have a majority who washed. Six is still a majority who washed. He holds Ruba de Minka Be'inan. He holds that you need a majority that is recognizable. Seven is a noticeable majority. When it comes to a minion, the Velt says six is enough. We didn't daven yet. When it comes to eating, you need seven. Because the Torah wants to teach us to be more generous and make sure that you feed everybody. Tells the Gemara, we're up to Yanai Malka Malka, so right in the middle of the page. What's the name of Malka? Yanai Malka Malka, so Yanai, the king and queen. Yanai was a king. You'll soon need another book. Yanai was a king that, according to Gemara Kedushin, when he was told that he wasn't a proper Koyan because his mother was kidnapped by Goyim, and therefore we assume that the worst, and hence he's a cholo, he got so angry. And there was a guy there who convinced him that that's a rabbi's fault, so he killed out all the rabbanim. And his wife's brother was Shimon Meshatach, and he managed to flee, and he ran to Egypt. But that's one version of the story. There's another story where there was a number of Nazirim that couldn't afford to bring Kabbalah. So Shimon Meshatach said to his brother-in-law, I'll take care of 150 Nazirim, and you take care of 150. So Yana gave the money for the 150, and Shimon Meshatach took care of the other 150. Somebody went and massed to Yana that Shimon Meshatach did not give any money at all. His people, he didn't give any money to. So he got angry and he wanted to kill Shimon Meshatach. He had to flee and hide. Later on, when he came back, he was asked. He asked Shimon Meshatach, "What happened?" Shimon Meshatach said, "What happened? I never said I'll give money to the 150. I said I'll take care of them. I found a way that they don't. I can undo their promise to become a nazir. Therefore, they didn't have to bring any korbanos." So that's how he reconciled it. But those are two instances that he wanted to kill his own brother-in-law. So in this case over here, this is what happened. Yani Malka Malka, so Yani Malka Kricha Rifta Bahadadi, they ate bread. So even though he killed the Rabbani, he was still from a Yid. He just took it personally that they tried to remove his kuna from him. Or his brother-in-law cheated him, deceived him. Or made a kotel the Rabbani. Once he killed the Rabbani, Havali Inizal Brucha. So even though he can bench himself, but he wanted someone else to, you know, when you have someone else benching, they give you all these extra blessings. Who's going to give him all these blessings? Amr Levi said to his wife, "Man, Yoiv Lan Gavra, I wish we had a person, the Mavodah, who can bless us." Amr Levi said, "Ishtabli, swear to me, the Maisin Lan Gavra Mitzayadadli. If I bring you a person, the Lay Mitzayadadli, that you won't bother me, you won't bother him, Lay, you won't bother him." Ishtabli, he swore. Ishtabli, Yisisis, he brought the Shemeshatach, her brother, Achu, he brought you, her brother, Shemeshatach. Oysim Ben Yidei Lidoy, she placed him between herself and him. Amr Levi, he said to him, So Yanai turned to now suddenly Shimon Meshatach sat like Abanon. He looked like he was a king. So Yanai said to him, "Chazis, look, come you covered. Look how much covered we give you." You think you're giving me covered? It's a title that I learned that's getting the covered. Or was giving me the covered. See, it says, "You turn in it and it'll lift you. It'll honor you because you embrace it." So Yanai turned to his wife and said, "Chazis, you see, to let me kabul modus, he still doesn't accept my leadership. I gave him. I said something to him. He couldn't acknowledge that I gave him some cover that he jumped to the tater. Yovel akos lebruchis. So he gave him a cup and said, "Go lead the benching." Omar, he said, "Hey, Abri Hakra bench boruch shachal Yanai bechaveli mishloi. What benching? I didn't eat anything. So what I'm going to say? Boruch shachal that Yanai and his friends ate. Shasir lahu kos. So he took the cup and he drank it. So now that he took part of it, Yovel akos. He brought another cup. But boruch made a bracha." So now he led the benching because he ate something, but he drank something. But Shimon Shatach did hear the Avdak made of it. He's the only one who believes this opinion. You're not mighty or rabbim until you cannot lead benching unless you ate at least one kezayis of bread. And he just drank wine. And once you ate a kezayis of bread, you can then lead benching. Now, even though eating kezayis of bread is only rabbanon, you have to be full. You can be mighty benching, even all those people who are full, like Yanai, they had a whole meal. Why? Because a rabbanon can be mighty the Torah. Somebody is chayiv mid rabbanon can be mighty, somebody has an obligation of the Torah. So how can we learn over here in the Fites that a child cannot be mighty his father? A child is the rabbanon, the father is the Torah. Why can't he mighty his father? So Rashi answers, because the child does not even have a mitzvah to rabbanon. What's the mitzvah to rabbanon? Chinuch, education. You know who has the mitzvah? The father, not the kid. That's Rashi. The Bahag disagrees. The Bahag holds the mitzvah on the child. So why can't a child be mighty the father? Because a rabbanon cannot be mighty the Torah. So what's happening more here? That Yanai also only ate the size of an egg or the size of an olive. Yanai himself was not chayim na Torah. The Rabbanon can only be mighty in Torah. The Bahag holds that the Rabbanon cannot be mighty the Torah. Bahal Hilchus Gedolus. Other Rishonim learn, Tosfos and others learn, that the truth of the matter is, When it comes to a mitzvah, even if I was ready yaitzah, have no chiv whatsoever, I can still have you in mind because I'm responsible for you. And benching becomes like a mitzvah. Once you ate, before you ate, it's not a mitzvah, but once you ate, you have a mitzvah to bench. So I can be made to you, even if I ate nothing. So why do you have to eat anything at all before we say if you eat a kazayis of bread? So there's two reasons. Tosfos says, because you're saying baruch shachal nushla, the words are I ate, you have to eat them. But the Ritva says that no, I told you last time, the whole that benching is really a mitzvah, does not fall under brachas of nenin, except it has a little bit of idea of hana. The Gemara said before, shekei nenin, you have hana. So therefore, we treat it a little bit like brachas of nenin, that if you want to be mighty somebody else, when you eat bread, you have to eat bread yourself. That's only midrabbanan. Matayda, he could have been mighty them even without eating at all, because he's responsible to make sure that they have their mitzvah.
I could be sitting here with 100 people, so hanu could mean that I mean everybody, but not myself.
That's achlu. In Hebrew, achalnu, including yourself.
And what these days can you bench if you haven't eaten anything? Or
no, you have to eat a kezayis bread to lead the bench. But even then, it says it's better that somebody is full should bench than someone just ate a kezayis.
You could eat a kezayis of bread and just a whole meal.
Yeah. Okay. True. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. Meisel has a question. Rav Shimon ben Gilui Omer, Ola v'heisei Imam. Rav Shimon ben Gilui says, we joined them, afilo lo tovel imam el betzir. All he ate there was some brine. Lo yachli imam el gregez achid. Only he ate there a dry fig. Mitzadeh, if he can join benching, what do you tell me? You have to eat a kazayis of bread. It's clearly here, if you eat just a dried fig, you can join in. So what answers, you're mixing things up. It's the roof of mitzadeh, joining in, you're right. Avo lo haitzi, it's a rab min echevosan, achi yechiz dogen. To join in, you can even you eat anything. But if you want me to lead the benching, I have to have a kazayis of bread. We also learned, even if you only dipped in them brine, one dried fig, you can join in them. You want to be mighty them? You have not mighty. If you want to lead the benching, you have to eat a piece of bread, the size of a kazayis, because that's when you're obligated to benching. Omer Rav Chana Ba Yehuda Mashmeid Rav. Rav Chana Ba Yehuda said the name of Rav. Hilchos Vadaloch is Ochal Ola Yedek. You ate a vegetable, a leaf of vegetable, Vishosa Koisha Yain. You drank a cup of wine, Mitztarev, you combine. But Lahoitzi, if you want to be mighty, you want to lead the benching, especially in those days, whoever led the benching is the only one who benched, and he had everyone in mind. Einu mighty, you cannot be mighty anybody. Achi Yechel Kezayis Dogon. You have to eat one Kezayis of bread. Over Nachra Nachra, talking about benching, Moshe Tikin Li Yisrael Birchas Hazon. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the Bracha of Hazon. You know when? Bishar Shiyorid Lehem Mon, when the Mon came down from heaven. So that's when he instituted the Bracha Hazon. Okay. And Yehoshua Tikin Lehem Birchas Hazon. Yeshua made the Neidelcha was made by Yeshua when he said, "Bishar Shenichasu La'aretz," when the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael. So Noilucha, thank you, and so on. So Aleresh Chavla Vaseinu, and David Vishlema, what did they make? Tiknu, they're the ones who made Boine Yerushalayim. They're the ones who made the bracha Boine Yerushalayim. David Tikkun Ayisrael Mecha Vishlaim Meirechos. David did the first part, Rachim, all about Yerushalayim, because he got Yerushalayim. And Vishlema Tikkun Allah Ba'is HaGadol Kaddish. And Shlema started the second part, Ba'is HaGadol, because who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlema did. And now, big question here, because if we learn that benching is from the Torah, there's a big machlekes. Okay, you have to bench from the Torah, but do you have to do the nusach we have today? So Tosfos hold that the three brachas are from the Torah. Tosfos different of Yizayin says, how come workers we can make it condense it to two because Racham have that power. Others say that Mahatayr you don't have to bench, you have to bench. But the wording in the text, like the Kesef Mishnah explained, the Rambam is only midrabbanan. Other than the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer said, no, tak it's midrabbanan. But once the Rabbanan said this is what benching is, now it becomes Mahatayr even the nusach as well. So, what about the fourth bracha? V'atoyva ha-meitiv, b'yavna tiknua. V'atoyva ha-meitiv was made in Yavna, keneged, corresponding, haruge beitar. When the people in Beitar were killed Nebuch, and the government decreed that they cannot bury them, it was a number of years later allowed to bury them. And when they did, they made a bracha v'atoyva ha-meitiv, and because benching is generally a thanks to Abishu, they decided to include this in benching. On that day, that they allowed to bet the dead of Beta to be buried, Tiknu b'Yavna, so they instituted in Yavna the Brocha Hatoiv v'Hametiv. Hatoiv v'Hametiv means good for me and good for them. Who's good for me and good for them? Hatoiv, the good is Lehisichu. It didn't generate a foul smell, the bodies didn't decompose. Hametiv, good for them, that's good for us. So the area didn't smell bad. Hametiv, Shenitnu l'Kvura, they were able to be buried and Mekayim l'Kvura. Tanya Rabbi learn say the Birchas HaMazon. What's the order of Birchas HaMazon? Kachi, this is how it is. Bracha Rishayna. The first bracha is Birchas Hazon. The first bracha is Hazon. Shniya. The second bracha is Birchas Ha'are. The second bracha is Noida. And Shlisha. The third bracha is Boine Yerushalayim. Is Boine Yerushalayim. Revi is the fourth bracha is Hatoiva Hametiv. Over Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, now during the week we say Rachim. When it comes to Shabbos, Maschil Ben Lechama. On Shabbos, we begin, instead of, you'll see, some of the Chai says, instead of Rachim, it says, Nachim, console us, because we don't want to daven, ask Hashem for help, Rachim, help us, Hebrachmanus. So we just say, Nachim. And you finish with Nechama. And in between, you say, Ritzei. That's how the Rif learns the Gemara, literally, that you're supposed to change Nusa to Nachim. Rashi says that, that Nachem does not mean literally Nachem. Nachem means Bin Yerushalayim. Build Bin Yerushalayim. You'll build Yerushalayim again. That's Nachem. Because the same Nusach we have during the week, we have on Shabbos. And Tosfos brings over here Yerushalmi, which Yerushalmi says, the end of Tosfos Maschem Nechama, Yerushalmi says here, makes no difference. You say, because Nachem also is making a request. Have Nechama give console us. So how is that any different than Rachem? So therefore Tosfos says, they bring it to Shalmi where they said, should we, during the week we say the Einu, on Shabbos should we say Roy Einu, Zayn Einu, Parnes Einu? In other words, Roy Einu is a description. God who happens to be our shepherd and now takes care of us, it's a description. Re Einu is like a request. And should we change the Nusach from during the week? Like we do. But the Shalmi, in the Shalmi says, should we change the Nusach during the week? And he said, and the Shalmi says powerful words. The Shalmi says that in the Tosfos Maschil, he said, "Tefus brachas kachu." That's the text of the bracha. Uminik shtusu hamishan the bracha shachar. The Shalmi says it's a meaning of shtus to change your nusach from during the week to Shabbos, which we do. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Rav Leizer said, "Sorry,
if you don't change the nusach, you're asking for things on Shabbos, which you shouldn't."
That's true. Rabbeleza says, very big, heavy duty stuff. Rabbeleza says, Rabbeleza says, you have a choice. Rotza lo'ayim b'necham le'meret. If you want to say the tzei in the middle of Rachim, fine. Bebirchas ha'aretz, if you want to say it in the middle of Noidlecha, I'm like we say Al Nisim. Bebrocha shetigni rachamim b'yavne, I'm if you want to say it in Akel Hatev Ametiv, say it there. You have a choice. Whatever you want to put in, you can put in the tzei. The Chacham says, no. Ainu Aimra El Melchom Levad. You only say by Rachin. No, says the Gemara. The Chacham, my Tanakama, is not exactly the same thing Tanakama saying. But Ikebnayu the Eved. What I mean, if the Eber, he said, would say, by a Teva Meitiv, or by Neulacha, the Rabbanon say, Eina Oimre Ela is very strong words. You only say, which means you have to repeat your benching. According to the Kama, you shouldn't have done it, but he did it, all right. Say, Rabbi, tell about me what we learn. Menayin, how do you know that Bichla Mazim in Ateide? How do you know that benching is Menateide? She never says, Vachalta, Vesavota, Overachta. It says in the passage that you should eat and you should bench. Beibishte, Zu Bichas Hazan. Then says Hashem, Lekecha, that's Bichas Hazimun. That's the next one. And Hala Oretz, it says on the land, Zu Bichas Oretz. And Hatayva, the good ones, Zu Bain Yerushalayim. How do I know the Yerushalayim is referred to as good? V'chinoim, it says, Hora Tayva, Zev, Halavona, this land and the Lavona, Shinasacha. Then it says, the Pasuk Shinasacha gave you Zu Hatayva Meitiv. That's when we thank the Eibishter for everything that he did. No, that means that so there's a reference in the Torah here for every pound of benching. Sounds like the entire benching is Mahat Torah from here. Because every two words in the Pasuk is referring to another bracha that we say in benching. All we know is you have to bench afterwards. L'fanav before it, menayin hayinu kal. I'm like a v'chemer. I have an A4 to Ori. Kishu sova mevorich, if you're full, you thank the Eibishter. Kishu rov, when you're starving and you have a piece of bread in front of you, like koshkin, shouldn't you? However, it doesn't make it Mahat Torah because we raised it before. No. The reason why he benches your cane in it, you had enough, but before you ate, you didn't have any enough yet. You don't thank yet. You don't thank before you had it. So it's a weak kavuchemer. However, Rebbe says, I have psukim. The next few opinions will bring psukim to say that you have to make a bracha before. Rebbe says, ain't no tzarek, you do. I'll learn from the pasuk itself. This is how I read the pasuk. V'chaltosotirachtezubichazon is benching. Avobichaz hazimen, we do know that you have to make a mezumen. Yeah. Sorry, I've said before, it's Hashem olekecha, that was brichas hazimun. That brichas hazimun means what we make, you know, make a mezumen. You know, we learned mezumen grace had before from God, Hashem, iti, nirem, mishmayach, so that's from the post, if you learn that from there, you have to make a mezumen. Ala oretz u brichas, ala oretz. Hatoivet, the rest, I agree with you, but in Yishalayim. V'chein oim ha-toivet, zeh, v'alabonim. Hatoivet, mit v'yavne, tiknua, there was only the Rabbanu, so the post is not referring to it. So what do we do with the pasuk that says Taiva? Engli el al acher leform nine. How do you know that in front of it? Tamalaymer asher nosan loch. It says asher nosan loch. By saying asher nosan loch, you said before asher nosan loch is a Taiva meitiv. No, a Taiva meitiv is a rabbanon. There's no pasuk alerting us to that. Asher nosan loch means that once I gave it to you already. Once we gave it to you before you ate it, you already have to thank the Eibush as well. So according to some mefarshim, that means that he holds mahatoli. You have to make a bracha before. Others say it's only midrabbanan, the pasuk is only in a smachta. But if you take the pasuk literally, that entire benching is ma'atayya, then making a bracha before, according to this Tana, would be ma'atayya as well. Rabbi Chaya says, Eino Yeronitu Ariyem, it says in the pasuk, Uveirach eslach mecha, you bench your bread, and you mecha, and your water, atik ruveirach alabara, you should bench. You should make a bracha. Name is I call it lech, and when's it called bread? Before you ate it. Koydim shigechlem, before you ate it. So you make a bracha before you ate it. Another pasuk to tell you, you make a bracha before. I'm not saying you don't need to worry. It says a pasuk when the shol and his servants came to find his donkeys, and they asked people, do you know, women, do you know where Shmuel Hanavi is? And the women said like this. They said to him, when you come to the city, came Tim to us, you'll find him right now. And then it's like in the Homagilla. You'll find right now, and then he's like, he never asked them where Shmuel's planning to go. They just said, go right now to the city, you'll find him still there. And then they continued, B'terem yallah habam osa, before he'll leave the city to go to the bomber. Lechol to eat, ki lo yechol ha'am ad boya. People will not eat until he gets there. Ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, because he makes a bracha on the carbon. And only achle ken yechlu ha'krim, only afterwards the invitees will eat. Ki mahol megillah, what Shmuel's movements are. Shmuel ask. What did he give the Homagila? He asked them what Shmuel's the diary. Vishanoshim Dabroni is saying. Women like to speak. Shmuel says, Kedelistakul be Yefish Shol. He's an excuse. Shol's a very handsome person. So they started talking to him longer because they wanted to feast their eyes on Shol. The Chsivit says, Meshich Moy Umayla from a shoulder above, Gevoy Mekalam. He was greater than everybody else. It means intellect. In Tzidkis, he was a big tzaddik. And also, he was very handsome. Rabbi Yechon said, "V'shem Malchus." Another reason is, you know, why they spoke so long, because as soon as Shaul came in, he was going to become the new king. And we have a rule that one king cannot eclipse another kingdom. And Shmuel was meant to be king for another couple of seconds. Therefore, they spoke extra so that Shaul and Shmuel shouldn't overlap. V'shem Malchus Nagaz Bechavta. You can't have one kingdom overlapping the other one. And I feel the kamalinim, even a hair, the length of a hair. Now they said that Shaul is going to. So Rashi said that Shaul is going to make a bracha. There's a bracha you make in a carbon. Asher tzivonu lechel as a zevach, and that's talking about karbonus. So Rashi learns it clearly. It is a mitzvah for a Yisrael to eat his karbonus, even though carbon kachin kalim. A lot of the shame hold. There's no mitzvah. There's only mitzvah for a koyin to eat. You know the chatas. You know ochlo isna shakuba ben. But not. There's no mitzvah for Yisrael to eat his carbon. Like a shlami, there's no mitzvah to eat it. But nevertheless, Rashi said there's a mitzvah, and you have to make a bracha as well. Says the Gemara, all I know is Birchas Hamazon. All I know is Birchas Hamazon, Birchas HaTorah Menayin. How do you know there's also a mitzvah to make a bracha on the Torah afterwards? Rabbi Shmuel, Kav Chaim. Al Chayi, Shoy Vodach, if a young person needs you make a bracha, Chayi Lemhabel, Choshka, surely for Lemhabel you make a bracha. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Nachmeni said, Rabbi Nachmeni was Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, he was a student of Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, he said, Rabbi Shmuel. Ain't so you don't need to worry. It says Ala Odetz HaTeva. From this very pasuk, we learn how Birchas HaTeva well. It says in the pasuk Ala Odetz HaTeva on the good land, Asher Nosel He gave you. So we have the word Nosel gave you. Well, the Halal Noemer. Where else you find the expression gave? He'll gave. And it says early on, and I gave you as Luchas HaEven. I gave you the Luchas HaEven HaTeva VaHamitzah, and the Teva Mitzah. So therefore, we see the word etlchor when it comes to teira. So just like over here, it says you have to bench with chalz of the rachta shenos and loch. So the etna also you have to make a bracha afterwards, which is brichas of teira. Make a bracha afterwards. How do you know shekashem shemavodach al teira? Just like you have to thank Hashem and show gratitude for good things. Kach mavodach al roi, show gratitude for bad things. I'm loy menas shenos and loch. As the Eibush gave you Hashem lekecha, that the Eibush dayancha judge you b'chol din shedoncha in any way that Hashem judges, may be the teva, may be good or bad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder, you have to thank him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder, Oimer ain't a tzorich, you don't need to. Hari Oimer teva, ha teva. He says it says in the pasuk teva and says ha teva. Teva is a teira. We know that teva, it says by benching Allah orders ha teva, because it's teva. Teva, that's teva, because it says in the pasuk, ki lekach teva nasati lechem. I gave you a good merchandise, and you shouldn't leave teiras out to zevu. That's referring to teva. So we see that teva is teva, and ha teva, the extra hay, zubin yishlaim. You want to learn from teva yishlaim because there's an extra hay. We can learn two things from there. Teva is teva, and ha teva is yishlaim. Chayin uaim it says a hora teva zev v'halavon, and halavon. Whoever doesn't say these words, this wonderful land and good and broad, in Eilecha or Malchus Beit David, Ben Shlaim, but you don't mention Malchus Beit David. You haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of benching. Nochum Hazokin, Nochum the elder said, Tzadik Sheyizke Ba Bris. You have to also mention Bris, a Bris Chashechasam to Bifsareinu. And Abiyei said, how can women say, we already had before, one opinion that maybe women in benching is only midrabbanan because they can't say bris. And nor can they say, because bris is a, is what it called? It doesn't apply to women. Others say that only those who are shaykh to bris have to say bris. But those who don't have a bris, they don't have to. Or the Gemara in Yivama says that women command the mahuladam as if they're born gemalot. Or as others say, that every woman has a husband and they all share the same neshama, so she can say, Abrit Chashar Chsanta Bisrein, in plural, collective. Rabbi says, so you ask him about Teda, you tell play my so she yacked in Bisrein. First you say, Abrit Chashar Chsanta Bisrein, and then after Rosh Chashali Maditon. And why is that? Besides chronologically, the first thing a child does is a bris, and then only afterwards starts learning. But on the other hand, you can argue, but a child, every we learn, you more need that every baby learns in the mother's womb. Because a bris was given with the word three times. It says the word bris by Torah, because the Torah was given three times to Eden and Arvas Moyev Almeid and Haragrizim, and Bezu Nitna Biyugim Brises. But 13 times it says the word bris when it comes to bris milah. Rabbi Abba said, "Tzorich shiyem b'hoidot." You have to say noidel in the beginning, and v'soif you have to say again, and you say, "I shall not onu moedim lach." At the end of Halak Koil. So we say Haidah in the beginning and at the end. And if you don't say two, at least Layivchis Me'echa, at least say once thank you. If you don't even say once thank you, Hareze Meguna, it's degrading. Whoever concludes Vinay with the words Man Chil Arotz, the Eibishter Baruch Hashem, Man Chil Arotz, who inherits us land, Bibir Chasa Oretz, or, sorry, in Halak Koil. And you say, "Shlesing Allah orders Alamaz," and you say, "Man Chalaratz is one who inherits his land." Umayshi as his Rabbi Nishlaim by Rabbi Nishlaim, he said, "Rabbi Nishlachem." You say, "Umayshi so helps not Eden had a zebur." He's an Amar Oritz because he's not davening the way, benching the way he's supposed to. If you don't say bris and teider by noidlcha, or malchus by David by nishlaim, la yotze dechavasi in adyitze misayei la. This supports Rabbi Loi. Amar Rabbi Loi by Yaakov Barachem Shrabenu. Kolshla amar bris for teider David. If you don't say bris and teider by birchas haaretz, or malchus by David by nishlaim, la yotze dechavasi. You are not yotze. Pligi by Abba Yosi ben Dostoy v'Rabban. There's an argument between Abba Yosi ben Dostoy and Rabban. Chadam, one of them says, Hatoivu Meitiv Tzichem Malchus. Hatoivu Meitiv is a separate bracha. It's only with Rabban and has to have its own bracha. The Chadam, but ain't a Tzichem Malchus. One says, you don't need Malchus. Why? Because it's Mahatoyin lives a continuation of benching. So you don't say Melech Ha'ilam. Mando Amar Tzichem Malchus holds Rabban. So it's separate, nothing to do with benching. He needs his own bracha. Mando Amar ain't a Tzichem Malchus. But one says, you don't need Malchus, holds Ksava the Reis and if it's part of benching. So why do you even begin with Baruch HaTo Hashem then? Even they hold, you don't say Melech HaOil, you say Baruch HaTo Hashem. It's part of benching. Why is Baruch Hashem? Because it's a very long bracha. And he says it, Rashi says here, because the psich of the bracha and the chsim are all the same. It's like a brichas apedis. In fact, we had before that the harachmans were added on later. All the harachmans were added on later. So it's just a very short bracha then. It was like a brichas apedis. And therefore, it starts with a baruch. And Tesis, however, says no. Those who hold with Mahatayra actually didn't have Anutzach at all. Not only didn't have the words Melech HaOlam, but didn't even begin with Baruch HaTo Hashem. It started with Hakeel Avinu Malkeinu. Didn't start with Baruch HaTo Hashem. The Baruch HaTo Hashem was at the end. Okay, we'll stop picking tomorrow, Mitzvah.